And here we are live at another thrilling edition of our ECO Cabin Coffee Hour and dogs in the background. So cheers to coffee. Today's coffee, I got at Quick Trip on the way in. And I only mention that because if anybody from Quick Trip is watching this, I hope you got the postcards and got a laugh out of them. So anyways, shameless self-promotion there.
I forgot to grab my coffee mug because the dogs were barking.
We can edit that in CGI afterwards, the coffee mug in your hand. No. Not your time for that matter.
So today we're going to talk about LLMs.txt. So large language models are all the rage right now, taking over the internet. And how can you benefit from that in some capacity? And we've talked before about, should you allow bots to crawl your site or not? Which I'd suggest you consider, and I've outlined a framework for deciding how that works. But there's a proposed standard for an LLM.txt file. Now, if you're familiar with robots.txt or sitemap.xml, which are ways of telling search engines how to navigate your website, this is similar to that, but specifically for AI-powered LLMs and agentic software. So it's like those other two things, except you can put you've got a lot more freedom to put in extra context to tell it how to use the site, where it should go, give it a ton of additional information that it can feed on. And it's a lot, you could just let it crawl your website. And I've talked about this ad nauseum, but...
Or rather, it could also ignore this file and just crawl your website. I was talking with Kelly before this about a well-behaved agent or bot is going to respect everything you put in there. Whereas somebody who is either nefarious or doesn't care is going to ignore it all. But yeah, sorry, carry on. Because there's a lot of things we were talking about in there. And there's the charge per crawl model that's a part of this as well that I imagine we're going to talk about. Sorry, I'm off on a tangent, but back to it.
That's all right. Yeah, so like you were saying, and I've got a post going on this week, is before when we would get a bot crawl on the website, we just, unless it was Google or somebody we wanted, we just 403 them out and say, hey, not allowed, stop doing that. But in this case, you could send them to the LLMs.txt and say, hey, this is where you're allowed to crawl. Follow these rules. Mm. If not, you're going to get a 403 in a second. And the bot knows that.
And so one thing, the finger at that point, and here's the rules you must abide by to play in our sandbox.
Exactly. Yeah. And so the bots, I'm sorry for the dogs hitting the buttons in the background.
I can't hear it. You can bring them on. We could use some more guest stars here.
Yeah. They really want to go outside. So in the LLMs.txt file, now I'm off track here. The most interesting things I've seen for it is the ability to release your API directly to the bot. So a lot of people are vibe coding as it were. And they, right now, the LLMs are crawling the entire HTML website, and maybe that's not the right format. And you can run HTML2 markdown. But it's possible it misses some things because it's not really designed for it. But this way, they've got an entire version of their API that's designed, or their API documentation that's designed specifically for coding assistant coding agents. I thought that was a pretty cool use case. And
so you're giving vibe coders easier access to, dare I say, get at things or have things go terribly wrong as well? Or is there any risk in there?
I'd say there's less risk with an LLMs.txt versus just reading your raw website, because the LLMs.txt is intentionally written for an LLM. So I think it would decrease the risk slightly. Now, as far as a vibe coder pushing code to production without knowing what the heck's going on, that's a different topic. Number one, don't ever push code to production that you do not understand how it works. Just don't do it. All right. At least in a business that's functioning. If you're pushing to production on a brand new product, that's on you. But we're not going to get there, right? This is what the LLMs do with this information is an interesting thing to talk about. Vehicle research, like I'm trying to get them to read my blog posts and understand our products and offerings a little bit better. So maybe they can, one, benefit their user from that information, but two, possibly become a customer of our shared community, schematical.com/community. Shameless plug.
Can we get that in the show notes?
Perfect. Yeah, so there's a bunch of different, I don't know, it's interesting. It's only a proposal right now. So this could be the Betamax to VHS to DVD. We don't know exactly where it's going, but I like the concept. As a person that hosts expensive compute projects, at scale. I like the idea that there's a streamlined function where instead of them having to parse 5,000 lines of code to get the answers they're looking for, they're parsing 100 or so. And I love the fact you can give it additional context. We could say, hey, these query parameters mean this, that, and the other.
Yeah. So this is voluntary at this point. Some people are putting it out there, putting it forth. What are some of the benefits? Or we've talked a lot about the benefits. What are the limitations of it right now that you've seen?
So unlike MCPs, they're not super interactive. But the interesting thing is they could describe how your API works and how to interact with it. So the LLMs.txt itself, again, not super interactive. Mine's dynamic, but I'm not taking into account anything like, are they authenticated with me or anything like that? So like a tool calls MCPs or something like that, or even APIs could take into account more context about what's querying it. So you're theoretically a personal agent. Say you're using ChatGPT or something like that, could have information about you that says, hey, this is my user, give me their sales history and things like that. You probably wouldn't put that in LLMs.txt, but the LLMs.txt would tell it, hey, here's where you go to and what to feed it to get the sales history. And you might send it to other markdown files or a markdown version of the website. So for example, we've got a posts.md now endpoint on Schematical. Mm-hmm. Where they can go and search through the backlog of my writings in more detail than I put in just the regular LLMs.txt file there.
Do we have any examples of these? Is this a show and tell sort of thing, or is that not?
I was keeping it mainly audio, but we can walk through the Schematical one.
Curious to see, or speak through the major elements in there. Those that are on screen can see them, but yeah, speak to them.
Sure. And I should mention, in case it's not horribly obvious, this is going to have wide-ranging effects on how SEO works, because you'll be able to explicitly tell individual bots that are visiting your site in real time, not just Google indexing it and then running off. You'll be able to tell it, you know, exactly what you want it to do. Now, whether or not it follows that information is another thing. I suppose that depends on system prompts and the model and how it's trained and so on. Do you have my screen there?
Yep, let's get it up there.
All right. And for those of you in the audio, it's just a wall of text, which I will read to you. So don't worry about it.
A few points. Is that possible?
Sure. Yeah. Let's give it a...
Great. Yep. Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Oh. Okay. My computer is just doing crazy stuff now. All right. Sorry about that. LLMs.txt instructions for schematical.com is the top line. And the reference is LLMstxt.org, which if you search, that's the site that's proposing the standard. And it talks about the main navigation. Actually, I probably should move that section down, but it talks about the main navigation and basically how to navigate to these pages. And actually, I wired into our CMS a way to query all the pages in markdown formats. Mm-hmm. Not pretty, nor is it really all that functional, but we can... If you wanted a streamlined version of it, this should outline how to get there. But so we got all the different navigation there, community, all the things we've got in our main stuff there. Then we also have how to load the events, how to load the posts. And I think I should add a little more context to this. It's not great. Has our tagline in there. And then it's got our social links here. So all the different social links.
Is order of operations here important?
I would think so to some capacity, but again, it's how LLMs just read markdown in general. They do generally seem, unless it chunks it for some reason, if it was too, and there is two, the proposed standard has two versions. There's a full version and a not full version. So you can get the long version and the short version. And this, I haven't separated them out as well as I'd like to, because you can see
the syntax, if I'm seeing it, is dash subject colon URL.
So this basically would render as a bullet point list here and then colon, etc. But the good news is that the LLMs are incredibly flexible right now, so it's, I don't think if you missed a character it would blow up like normal API calls would. So here I've got all that. Then down here I outline our MCP servers and tool calls. So if you wanted to use an MCP server to interact with the website, outlines some of those and some of my half-baked kind of MCP projects I'm working on in the background here, like the products API and the inbox, all that stuff is described here as well. There's not a ton of ways for people that aren't on our staff to interact with Schematical in an interactive way. At least schematical.com, mm-hmm. there are other things, but if they wanted to, these would be the ways. So there, those are all described in there as well. And you could just connect to this endpoint.
It's, to use a far outdated analogy, this is essentially the map or the phone book of everything you want an LLM to be able to easily find and access on your site.
Yes. Yes. It's version 0.1 of that, because I would like to clean it up. I would love for it to be able to query various landing pages and things like that, because even in my main navigation, you could see it's using the human readable links, which is good. And I should always have that in there saying, hey, if your human wants to view it in a browser, just tell them to click here. But at the same time, I should have this linked to the markdown version of a lot of these things here. I probably should put some of the homepage content in here now that I think about it as well, and just render that, because that will have a little bit more information. So yes, it's an early version of that. That as I'm reading it out loud to you, I'm thinking of ways to improve on.
Down below, you had some API calls in there.
The MCP connection, yeah.
So is this something what can somebody or should somebody do now that's running not a crazy huge website with staff? What can they do? Can they do something if they have an API? Should they do something? Should they have LLMs.txt? What are a couple steps for people at different, I don't want to say phases, but with different use cases, perhaps.
Sure. First, and we talked about this before, but decide whether or not you want the bots crawling your website. If you're a site like Facebook that thrives on selling human attention, you may not, or at least you may want to just give them the short version and have the human view the longer version. If you're selling widgets, does it really matter if it's an LLM buying it? So if you're trying to just move physical product, people are going to use deep research in LLMs to research more and more. I would suggest by adding this file. Now, again, I'm going to stress this again. This is just a proposal. It is not widely adapted yet, but it couldn't hurt. This did not take me long to whip up. You could have your AI agent crawl your website, summarize it, and build a static LLM file in a matter of minutes and have that deployed to the website very quickly. So that wouldn't hurt. But I, as I'm saying here, I'd be mindful of what you put in there. Like you want to get, I talk to my customers all the time that have big e-commerce sites. I said, someone's on your website, they're on their phone for 15 minutes while they ride their bus. You want to get them from just scrolling to buying as quickly as possible. Think about how do you get them from point A to point B as quickly as possible. And a more robotic or more forward way, just tell their LLM agent, here's how you get to the purchasing area. Here's what do you search for? So you can be pretty blunt. You don't need to use all the colorful language you use to describe to humans there. And like, it's, yeah. So that's an interesting kind of take on how that works. But yeah, I'd create an LLMs.txt. I already have created an LLMs.txt file, and I'm recommending it. I was at a boardroom with my clients last week, Thursday, and I was like, first thing you can do, create this, and let's start figuring out a better way to deal with bots. Send them here.
Google Analytics or some other, or if you track your 404s, perhaps, could you see how often that file has been requested?
You could. That's a great idea. You possibly could get analytics. Analytics, that's interesting. Analytics doesn't load on this because it's not a web page. It's markdown document. So right. The JavaScript there wouldn't do it, but your server access logs, if you have them turned on, you should be able to determine
that. It'd be interesting to see how often that is. It'd be interesting to see that over time as well.
I'm going to do that for my clients today.
Very far. Sounds like we'll talk about this again in a month or so. The results are.
So I'm writing this down right now to do that. But we are seeing an increase in referral traffic. You know, the internet is seeing an increase in referral traffic from these bot things. So right now people are not buying through the LLMs as much. That technology will exist in 2 minutes if it doesn't already. But they refer their human counterparts to the browser once they've found the information they want.
Yes, and I think we've talked about that before, how you can show up in the top AI section of the search results. And if there's a relevant search result and Gemini can return the AI version on top of the page, and this is going to change rapidly, of course. The whole page is going to turn into this. But right now, if you have a good AI answer, you will rank above what is known as the organic search and the paid search results.
Yeah. I mean, And you and I have kind of talked about that one. We have differing opinions on that because I've got firsthand accounts of people seeing less click-through to their websites because of that, but you've personally experienced your website getting an increase in click-throughs.
Owning the answer to a very specific question that somebody would ask on Google.
Yeah. I think it
it's competition, or with less competition perhaps, and being just the definitive source of truth. Whereas if I'm looking for, if I'm researching a, I don't know, a Toyota Tacoma, there's infinitely more sources of information out there.
I think it depends on what the answer is in some ways. If you're asking what temperature does water boil at, and the LLM the Google's just summarizes that and puts it on the page, the websites that have that as an answer, they're not going to get any click through there. But if you've got information that's a bit more complex, perhaps an infographic or something like that, maybe they'll click through if it's more complex information there. But with Google's summary there, they'd have to be like, hey, here's a cool infographic on how it goes. Click through to see it, or something interactive there. So you just got to get clever with how you display information instead of just summarizing it in text. Same thing with these videos there. It's going to be difficult for the LLMs to, I don't want to say summarize and extract information there, but to convey the same information that we're conveying here in this conversation.
One strategy I saw some people suggesting was essentially posting and putting it in the LLMs.txt, but not putting it perhaps in your sitemap, answering very specific questions like, I am the best florist in Madison, Wisconsin for weddings because. And letting the robots or the LLMs gobble that up to answer the question. When somebody asks, who is the best florist in Madison, Wisconsin for a wedding that happens in June? The robot, the LLM has consumed my answer to that question, my very specific answer to a very specific question.
It's a dark arts area there. It reminds me of back in the day when people would hide in white text on a white background and almost invisible a bunch of SEO words they knew Google wanted to see.
The most recent and rendition of that is hiding that within your resume so the LLMs find all the keywords.
Yeah. I got prompt injection in resumes. Oh, yeah. That's absolutely. We could go on about prompt injections. But this is in a form you could do prompt injections there. But the thing is, I think that if someone like Google, assuming LLMs.txt gets picked up, and a couple of the big guys, if they see information that's on the LLMs.txt that is not on the website, and it conflicts with what's on the website or something like that, they may flag it. So I don't know how long that's going to work for, but right now, since it's the Wild West,
and it may not exist. I have seen that I no longer own that search term I used to own.
I don't know. I feel like you should run an experiment. And you should write hide something in your LLMs.txt while you're the best. You're like super niche and you don't have a big competition there. But
I would have to move my hosting and everything else because I use one of those automated drag and drop systems from your website. I don't build it like you do.
Yeah, we'll get creative with it and figure something out. The other thing I should touch on is I submitted this to several directories of websites with LLMs.txt, and they either have rejected me or they've just been really slow to respond. So I'm going to have to hit them again. But
why do you suppose that would be? I think it would be an automated like syntax process to say you conform or not, or is it a morality check or something like that on the other end?
Yeah, that's a good question. If I had a directory, and God, I'm so tempted to build a bunch of directories for these things right now, I would be tempted to, or I would want to curate it to make sure it had decent stuff in there. But I was looking at what they had, and they had like law firms in Croatia or something like that. And I was just like, okay.
Who determines what's valuable then? You almost need this is what the Google does, right? You almost need a scoring and ranking algorithm for the quality of these robots or LLM.txt files, just like you do the sites.
And that goes back to what we were talking about with Razvan on Friday, is that what's cool is that Google's ranking of where content is or what tools you should use or whatever, all that's falling to the wayside right now. And it's never been a better time to create your own curated list of things and new clever ranking algorithms and all that.
So, that next week in your show, it's the MVP.
don't tempt me, Tom. Don't tempt me. I've got enough of them. If you actually look at the bottom of the tool calls there, I started on, it's basically what Razvan built ahead of time, but he did a much better and more thorough implementation of it. So I'm actually just going to, since it's open source, set up one of our own for that likely, but we'll see. Could be fun to play with. Only so many hours in the day.
And a couple of those hours outside today with those dogs that want to chase rabbits and squirrels everywhere.
I got a feeling I will this evening. I will definitely take them for a walk and have some fun with that. With that said, I think we've covered this pretty well. Should we start wrapping up? And as Dom pointed out, it's not quite CTO coffee hour, though if we do have comments.
Or less. It's interesting, no forced conversations. Yeah, there really isn't a whole lot. We've discussed this. It's pretty obvious what it does. It's not anything as earth-shattering as the technologies that use it, being the LLMs themselves, or the MCPs, or the XYZs, whatever comes next.
And if you do have a comment or a question on this and you weren't available during the live stream, go ahead and leave it in the chat. One of us will, I'll get to it eventually. As long as
we monitor these things. So yeah, anything that comes through will get responded to. And what other topics should we talk about? So not today, but next coming up weeks, we will continue this. So Matt, you have any idea what's coming up in the next upcoming weeks? What's interesting to you?
Oh man, so many things. Yeah. I've been writing about a bunch of little AWS details that I missed out on, but I did just build a proper chatbot that uses tool calls to control a website, and I'm excited about that, but I can't go into too much detail about that today. It might be some time before I can go into detail about that, but I'm having a lot of fun building chatbots that can actually interact with your website, not just, hey, fill out this form and customer service stuff. It actually has a knowledge of the customer, a knowledge of what the website is, what it can do, and I'm having some fun with that. The interesting thing will be watching that, seeing that scale. So as I dig more into that, we're going to have to see running this for millions of users.
Deploy to everybody on day one and just see what happens.
I have a rollout. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I have a rollout strategy.
Go from 0 to 100 instantly and watch everybody sweat for a couple of hours.
Yeah, no, I've recommended against that, but I digress. We'll save that for another time. If you are interested in getting help with this kind of a more one-on-one capacity, that's what we do. There's also schematical.com/community, as I said, where we are building a community of people that want to work on interesting things like this. Things actually usually a lot more technical than an LLMs.txt, but we're there to help you. So that's all I got.
With that, see you next week.
Yeah. Bye.